Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. Today we're going to hear from late model driver Lance Hofer. We're also going to hear from Matt Trombley from Walker Performance Filtration Systems, and a little testimonial from 2016 USAC Micro Sprint National Champion Jay Kagopian, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers car care products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
This is Mark at Courage Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're in the market for a different car or truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and used cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today. That's at Courage Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
Lou Fagers Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at FagersRacing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Fagers Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at FagersRacing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Since 1972, we the Miskin family have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Miskin Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 2 here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Miskin Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Miskin.com.
Nothing's more frustrating than the sound of... Hi, this is Ashley from the Owatonna Auto Clinic. Summer vacations should be a time to get away and relax with the family, not to spend time stuck on the side of the road or at an unfamiliar repair shop far from home. Here at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, our customers are like family. Stop by our emergency room for vehicles, and we will give your automobile a complete inspection and send you on down the road for a worry-free vacation. So call the Owatonna Auto Clinic today before you head on your way at 414-AUTO.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by driver Lance Hofer, Limited Late Model Division. Lance, talk about your dad, Greg, and how he has influenced your racing career.
He used to race Super Stocks when I was a little guy, and he retired, and he's... brought us into it, I guess. He's always out working on the cars with us, and him and my uncles too, they all like it just as much as we do. They're all here right now working on it, so it's kind of a family deal.
Where did your dad, Greg, race his Super Stock?
He raced it at, it was Tri-Oval Speedway then, and St. Charles. Minnesota. I'm not sure what the speedway was called. It was just St. Charles, but yeah, those two tracks mainly, I think.
A lot of people have forgotten that St. Charles track was there, and I'm sure your dad can tell some stories about going straight at that wall at the old tri-oval. A lot of guys said if you had enough guts to hold the pedal down until you got real close, you were fast there.
Yeah, there were some guys that were a lot of fun to watch there, you know, and Bob, Tim, and them. They'd come down to turn three, and I don't think they would lift. And you know, when you're little, you know, they look pretty brave to you.
How did you get started in racing, and what division did you start in?
I got started in racing just because my dad is something we've always been interested in going and watching and stuff, and he used to race. I started in the Hornet division. I'm not even sure which year. I was 14 or 15, I suppose, and I guess we've been racing ever since.
What did you take away from racing the Hornets that you're still using today? Is it keeping up your momentum?
When we had Hornets, we actually had Mustangs, so they're rear-wheel drive. So I think you learn a lot driving them, you know, with very limited suspension and not a lot of motor, and you have to run a stock tire. I mean, those things were harder to drive than the cars I drive now. So, I mean, if you go from driving something that doesn't handle very good to a Cadillac, it's not such a large leap.
Wow, you learned pretty good throttle control as a 14-year-old.
Yeah, it was a learning curve.
Where is Cochrane, Wisconsin?
Cochrane, Wisconsin is about, I don't know, 15 miles north of Winona on the Wisconsin side of the river.
Is there any historic sites or things people might recognize the town for?
No, I'm not sure there's a lot of historic stuff, I guess.
2 weeks ago, we had Casey Knutson on the Dirt Show. He also works at Fastenal with you. Fastenal sounds like a great place for a racer to work, and also when the boss races, hey, everybody else should too, right?
Yeah, it's a good deal. That place, they treat me well, and I guess I have no complaints. Casey works in the marketing department, I believe, and I'm a machinist, so we are in the same buildings, but he's a good buddy of mine. We get along good. He races a Ford just like I do, so we talk quite a bit, and he's a good guy.
I noticed you have a picture of one of the autograph sessions at Mississippi Thunder Speedway on your Facebook page. Personally, those sessions are great for me as a fan because it gives me a chance to walk up to you guys when you're relaxed and talk to you a little bit, joke around, get to know you a little better, and I think all the fans feel the same way. They like to get to know you without your helmet on and fire suit and just visit a little bit, and then when they go back to their seat, they've got somebody to cheer for.
I know exactly what you're talking about. When I was a kid, you know, you'd see them guys out racing, you know what their cars look like, so you never knew them as a new head or face to put to the car, you know, and it's kind of cool to have people to go and see the people that wear your shirts or root for you, you know, and even meet new people, new fans, stuff like that, and just get to know the people. It's always fun.
When did you switch from your Hornet to a modified?
Oh, gosh. I got to think about that. Probably, I ran Hornets 2 years. So when I was 17, maybe 16, 17, we decided to go from Hornets to modified. And we weren't planning on going modified racing. We were going to do the B-mod thing, but we kind of didn't have enough money for a transmission and stuff, and we had some stuff laying around that would work for the modified, so we just went that route.
And you jumped right into the fire going against some great guys over there at Mississippi Thunder.
Yeah, those guys are top-notch. You got Bob, Tim, Brad Waits back then, you know. I mean, those guys are tearing it up every weekend, you know. And I think the first time out, we got eighth or ninth, so that's not too bad for a first time out.
I was just going to say that, Lance. You are very talented in a modified. What are your most memorable moments during your modified driving career?
I guess winning the Fall Festival 1 year, the one night of it was pretty cool, I guess. And I don't know, we went to a bunch of USMTS stuff in the area and made most of the shows, but never won any, but that was always a lot of fun.
Was it actually a warm night when you won, or was it 26 degrees?
It was freezing out. I think we went back to the trailer that night. We had the doors all closed and the trailer and heaters on. It was not warm that night.
I remember the night we were there and everybody was gathered around the burning barrels to stay warm in between races.
we all got something like that that goes on this still till to this day, you know. And when you get in your car and there's frost on the roof of it, you know it's getting kind of chilly out.
When and why did you make the switch to the limited late models?
We ran the modified and the late model the first couple of years. I think 3 years ago we ran them both for quarter or third of the season, and then we decided to step away from the modified, just a little bit out of our budget, and the late models we were running good in, we decided to go that route, something more cost efficient, I guess you could say. So we switched there, must have been 3 years ago, and I guess, I don't know, it's a good class, and we have a lot of fun, so I can't complain.
Bob Tim was on the show talking about building the house car and getting it ready for some drivers to test. And when we were over at the Fall Festival a couple years ago, he brought out the plain white car, let some guys jump into it. Wow, what an awesome sounding car. And that thing just flew around the track, and I knew this was going to start to grow. It's just a great looking car for the fans to watch, and it looks like it's awesome to drive.
Yeah, I mean, anywhere you go, late models are you know, you see them on a track, and they're different looking. They're really cool. They got sleek bodies, and some people just like that appeal of late models. You know, they don't have to be the World of Outlaw type of car. You know, a late model is a late model. You know, we still get going pretty good around the track, and let's try to put on a show, I guess, for the fans.
What a great group of guys you have in this series. We had Justin Sass on the show last year, and it sounds like every one of the guys in the group is out there promoting the series, and if somebody has any interest whatsoever, they're out there talking to them about possibly finding a chassis and let's get you going in one of these limited late models and get you out on the track with us.
Yeah, all the guys are always good every week. You know, most of us, we all get along. We text each other, and after the race, is going to have some beers together and stuff. And, you know, everybody's a good group of guys, and if there is anybody that has questions on the class like that and that route, you know, I mean, there's any one of us, I'm sure, more than willing to help you, if not even help you find a car. I mean, there's cars in the area that are cheap, and, you know, we maybe know people that other people don't, and, yeah, we're always willing to help out.
The track changes at Mississippi Thunder Speedway. What are your thoughts?
So far, I guess I'm still getting used to it. It is bigger when you got it on the high side. I mean, it's a long ways around, but so far it's been working out pretty good. I guess I can't complain.
Off the air, you made the comment, sometimes the car is better than the driver. What did you mean by that?
Oh, there's times when I race and then don't get the results that I wanted, and I'm upset about it. You know, and I know that the car was better than me making mistakes out there, not noticing. Could have adjusted my brakes or went to a different spot on the racetrack and ran that line, you know. And it's all this deal is always a learning experience for everybody. I mean, with the cars, the driving, the motors, everything's always changing.
Are the late models a little more forgiving? If you do make a mistake, you can recover quicker than like a pure stock or a street stock. If you have to get into the brakes hard and drop back a ways, it's going to take you a couple laps to get wound back up again and start picking people off again.
Oh, they're a lot more forgiving, especially with the brakes and you have a big tires under you. And you know, I mean, when the car is working good, they drive really good. But when they don't work very good, they can be a handful, but for the most part, they're a lot more forgiving than anything I've driven.
There is so much racing history at a track like Cedar Lake Speedway. You recently parked it at Cedar Lake. How did that feel to get that win?
Oh, that's awesome. I like that place, and we went there in the modified and had pretty good luck there. And we've gone there 4 times this year, and I think we won 3 of them, so I can't complain. That car works really good there. I like driving there. All the officials, everybody's super nice there, you know, and they all enjoy having us. So I hope that they can maybe get us more there this year or even more next year.
You also parked it recently at the historic Howard County Speedway in Cresco, Iowa. That is a really cool place. As a fan, I enjoy the old-time grandstands and old fairgrounds. You've got to like racing down on that track.
Yeah, that place is a blast. I didn't make it to the race earlier this year, but I made it last year, and we had really good luck there and won, and went there this year and had the same results. You know, I don't know if it's what it is about that place, but fits me in the car, and it's a little bigger and can carry some pretty good speed around the place. It's a neat joint, and I hope that hope they're able to have us more this year and next year.
What are some of the other area tracks that you've been able to try out with the late model?
We've been to Decorah once this year, and I don't know if we made it there last year or the year before. We've been there a couple times. I'm trying to think where else. Fulton City, obviously. I mean, I've been to Deer Creek for practices and stuff. I really wish that track would give our class a shot. We are going to be going to Red Cedar here. I think the end of this month they have our class there 3 or 4 times this year, so that should be a neat experience.
Do you ever get to lift the pedal off the floor at Decorah?
Yeah, that place, I don't know. For me, I've struggled there. I haven't had very good luck there. I didn't finish this year, and last time I was there, I don't think I did not a lot better. So, yeah, for me, I have to. I don't know about the other guys. They get going pretty good around there.
How did you meet Carly? Was she always a race fan, or did you have to train her in?
Kind of train her in, I guess. Her brother was talking to me some, and buddies, he's a big race fan, and that's how I kind of met her, is through him. And no, she's a pretty big supporter. She comes to all the races and lets me get away for 3-4 days out of the week and go and work on the cars, because we got my car and we got another kid driving another car this year.
When you're with somebody, you really have to find somebody who understands the commitment that racing takes, because it's not just riding in the hauler and going to the track. It's all the prep all winter long to get ready for the racing season and every night in between each race.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most people don't realize that, you know, you can see the car go around the track real fast on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday night, but you know, there's a lot of time and work that goes into the cars all week just to keep them running up front and doing well and being consistent. And that's where, you know, me and my uncles have been, you know, my dad especially, they've been a lot of help over the years. You know, they've done it for quite a while themselves, so, and they all have a passion for it, so they all come and help with what they can.
I know you really take pride in your car because it always looks great at the track, and you have some great sponsors on board supporting you.
Yeah, for sure. I've had some really good sponsors throughout the years, and I'm pretty fortunate for that. We got Complete Filtration Resources. That's actually my uncle, Jeff. He owns a company in Marshfield, and they've been huge supporters for me since I've started racing. He's been the biggest sponsor and probably always will be. He loves the track and loves taking me there, and he loves it when he's overseas or something. He gets an email or a text saying we won. That makes his trip. So we got Hospital Benders, they just came on board this year. They're a great sponsor. If you guys need a bender, look them up. Furnished 123, they got stores in Rice Lake, Eau Claire, Menominee. Angie's the owner. She's a great supporter of us. And if you ever need any furniture or deals or work something out, they'll always be willing to work with you. We got Napa, Victory Promotions, Flo-Rite Pipe and Sewer. Mike Soibert at Soibert Calf Ranches, he actually owns the chassis. He gave it to me last year. Miller Ingenuity, I think that's most of them.
This is a nickname you probably don't want to get tagged as a race car driver, Bam Bam, but I do have to ask you about that Bam Bam costume, because you must have won a prize with that.
We had a Flintstone Halloween costume last year. We did that in town here, and me, Carly, and a couple friends, we all dressed up as that, and yeah, I don't know about the Bam Bam nickname, but yeah, I think we won the costume contest and had a good time.
Yeah, I kind of figured you must have won the contest, because you guys did a great job with that.
Yeah, Carly, she gets pretty in-depth with some of that stuff, but I guess we have fun. What the heck, huh?
Absolutely. What are your goals for your late model career?
Well, I think everybody wants to run an open car and do all that fun stuff, but I guess, I don't know, I'm happy with what I got, and maybe someday something will come up and I'll get an opportunity to do something different or maybe drive somebody else's car or something. But for now, I don't know, I'm happy with what I'm doing. If anybody wants to, looking for offers, I'm always open.
And you've got an incredible season going right now.
Yeah, we got, I don't know how many shows, it must be 14 shows, I think, or 12, or I'm not even sure. I think we got 10 wins this year. Not sure. I'd have to look.
Wow. That's a great year. In anybody's standards, we're about halfway, I think, and we've got a bunch of fall specials. Will you be attending some of the fall specials?
Yeah, I think we're going to try to go to most of them. There's maybe a couple that are on a Thursday that or Sunday that I don't know if we'll be able to go to. I'm going to try to, but that's all depending if work lets me get off and stuff like that. But we're sure going to try to go to most of them.
Lance, thank you so much for taking time out of your shop time. I know that's very important to be with us here on the Dirt Show. And good luck out there racing throughout the rest of the season. We'll be out there watching you.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers. Four racers. 800-622-6617.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view six of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Bones Bossier on video inside the Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Cars return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Induction Banquet and USAC Sprint Cars, Saturday night, June 3rd in Knoxville.
KEFCO Racing specializes in oil pans for Chevrolet, Ford, Mopar, Circle Track, Road Race, and Street and Strip. Made in the USA by Racers for Racers. KEFCO Racing, valve covers, evac canister kits, excess panels for race cars, along with a full line of trailer and garage accessories. See KEFCO Racing's full line of products at their brand new website, KEFCORacing.com. And if you don't see it, it doesn't mean KEFCO Racing can't build it. Make American manufacturing grow. To KEFCO Racing, you should go. Built by racers you all know. See KEFCORacing.com or call them toll-free 1-800-770-3557. That's 1-800-770-3557.
If you're like me, you hate when your outdoor gas-powered equipment won't start. What I've learned is that most of these breakdowns are caused by ethanol and street gas, which eats up the fuel system, and warranties don't cover fuel-related repairs. Well, the experts at VP Racing Fuels developed a solution called VP Small Engine Fuel. It's an unleaded fuel blend with no ethanol, so it prevents those problems. The unleaded fuel is perfect for four-cycle engines, like lawnmowers or generators, and for two-cycle equipment like chainsaws and trimmers. VP's fuel is pre-mixed with oil. That means no measuring or mixing. Just pour it in and start it up. You'll find VP Small Engine Fuel, or SEF, in quart size and 1 gallon containers for smaller tools, and 5 gallon pails for larger equipment. Try VP Small Engine Fuel, available at the Home Depot, or visit VPSEF.com. That's VP-SEF.com for more information. VPSEF is for use in small engines only and may not be used in motor vehicles.
Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classics. Had your ride for a while, and are you looking to clear out some space in your shop? Now is a great time to sell your classics at Snow's Classics. We take the headaches out of selling your classic car. Plus, your car will be viewed by thousands of cars driving by on I-35 and at our huge car show Saturday, July 15th. Log on to snowsclassics.com and check out what we have to offer, where we make dreams happen one customer at a time.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is a great pleasure to be joined by Matt Trombley from Walker Performance Filtration Systems. And Matt, the Walker family history. The Walker family has been involved in racing for years, and a lot of people recognize the name.
The family's been racing pretty much since the beginning of time, starting with Dorothy Walker, who was one of the first women to ever race. I think you had spoken with Tyler about that before, up to his father had raced, and Tyler had raced, and Ben has raced, so pretty much the entire family's been involved in racing since they could even take a breath, I would say.
And Matt, you know and I know a lot of these racing products that are on the market were developed by guys who were out in the fields and they weren't happy with the stuff that they were getting from the parts stores or they were ordering online, and they said, we can make something better. And that's really where the grassroots of your product got started.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess it's that old saying that necessity is the mother of invention. It's kind of one of those things where you being in it day in and day out and kind of seeing exactly what's needed gives you the ability to create a product that's better than anything else out there, just simply based on the fact that the people that are making products that aren't involved in whatever it may be, in this case racing, aren't really in tune with exactly what's happening day in and day out as things evolve, because racing is a constantly evolving sport from one minute to another. So it's one of those things you have to either grow with it or you're going to be left behind. So we try to stay on the forefront of everything.
Karts. Many of the drivers over the past 10 seasons on the Dirt Show got their start in karting. There is really a need for the filtration products you provide on the market.
The go-karting stuff, even, you know, we talk about it a lot here, is a lot of people, they grow up and they know the names that they know because that's what they were started with and that's what they knew from their very get-go. So not to mention that that's the future of the sport, and if we want the sport to continue to grow and to get bigger and bigger, we definitely have to take care of the youngsters and the kids out there that are putting in, you know, all their extra time and going to school and racing and trying to do their homework on the road and all that kind of stuff. So those guys, you know, and those are the lower budget kind of teams, you know, the guys that can use a product like ours more than anybody, because everybody knows that these guys, these big money teams, if they blow an engine, they got 10 more spares in the truck, where somebody, a weekend racer that's going out racing go-karts, if they blow that engine, you know, their night's over and they could be out for, you know, a month, 2 months, however long it may be. So those are the guys that can really use our products more than anybody.
And that really rings true when you talk about the 410 and 360 sprint car systems that you provide. You have some big names running your products, and the motors under those systems are some high-dollar power plants that need maximum protection.
Right, yeah. We're talking even in midgets, you know, $50,000 engines and 410s. I mean, these guys they're putting these things through the ringer, and they definitely need the highest amount of protection possible. So, I mean, we've kind of seen throughout the years the need for this sort of a product. We do. We have some of the best players in the game that are running our products, but one thing I always tell people, and it's kind of like I just said, is that the people that can use our product the most are not the high-budget teams. And that's one thing that I've been trying to display to everybody, is that it's not a product that's solely out there for the top-dollar teams. This is a product that everybody can afford if you were to look at it in the sense of you're saving money down the road if we can take you from having to do, you know, 10 rebuilds a year or 5 rebuilds a year, and, you know, we can get you those extra races out of your engine and that longevity that people are looking for.
My friend Johnny Parsons III is running your 14-inch round street stock, pier stock, stock car, and late model filter on his UMSS carbureted non-wing sprint car. You can actually see the difference on the dyno numbers, and every driver will tell you when you're coming out of turn 4 side by side with somebody for the checkered flag, if there's enough difference that it shows up on the dyno, you want that on your car.
Oh, absolutely. The 14x4 stuff has really taken off for us. That's an amazing product that a lot of people use across the country. We got, you know, like you said, Johnny Parsons, and we got, you know, Andy Durham and Josh Richards and Cass Fowler and a lot of amazing people out there running that. And like you said, you know, if you're coming out of turn 4 and you're hauling down that straight and you're pushing for that win, I mean, 1 inch makes a difference, so every little bit counts. And, you know, if you can see 1 horsepower on the dyno, then, you know, in the foot of the driver, that makes a really big difference, especially even if it's not even on the dyno, just having that confidence in the driver's head and that peace of mind knowing that he's got the best product on. It's kind of that placebo effect in essence, you know, where it gives him that little bit more drive to know that he's got the best car out there, you know, and he obviously believes in his ability. So it, you know, gives him that little edge.
I heard someone refer to a carburetor as a large air pump. The more air you can mix with fuel and push into the motor, the more power you have. But that air also has to be clean.
Yeah, I mean, the air has to be clean, the air has to be straight, the air has to be, you know, pressurized correctly. There's mathematical equations to figure everything out. I mean, cam duration and header size and intake size and runner length and diameter and all these different things. So when you start looking at this stuff, it's all about straightening the air and getting that nice clean air into the engine, and that's one of the things that we make sure that we do here is we do massive amounts of testing to figure out exactly what's going to give you A, the best infiltration, and B, the least amount of restrictions. So we do our own tests here. We also send our filters out for third-party testing for dirt-holding capacities and everything like that. So we believe in our product. We get a lot of testimonies from people out there who send me pictures and stuff like that where they're saying, these things really work. You know, I didn't really believe it at first, but this is an amazing product. And it's a really nice feeling to hear that from people out there.
Speaking of testimonials, the Walker Performance Filtration ads that I did this winter, the chance to call up Ron Hornaday, David Gravel, Tanner Thorson, and Jake Hagopian and talk to them about their experiences with your products was really cool. You have some heavy hitters relying on your systems, and they have great things to say. They're telling me they remove these filters and the dirt ring that used to be there around the top of their carburetor that was there with the old stuff they were using is gone.
We do our best around here to be the absolute best and to be the professionals and be the doctors, I guess you can say, and trying to make everything perfect. But these guys are racing 4 times a week, and they're out there, and they're in the mix of things. They're on the road. They're seeing everything. So what we did is that we tried to develop a product that we truly believed in, and we gave it to, you know, the best guys in the country and said, here, you know, go out and run this thing and come back to us with the feedback of how we make this thing even better. So, you know, even to this day, our products are constantly changing and evolving, and we're coming up with new things and new ways to do things better based on the input that we're getting from, like you said, David Gravel and the best guys out there, Jake Hagopian, and pretty much from every aspect of the game, you know, from karting all the way up to 410 sprint cars and modified late models, midgets. So it's nice to have those people behind you because it definitely gives a little bit of repute to your product, and, you know, it helps us make something better for the next generation of people that are coming up.
You also have easy-to-follow systems assembly and cleaning videos on your website.
Yeah, the products that we have are, you know, if people aren't familiar with them, they're a little bit different than what they're used to. So generally speaking, for, you know, an injected engine, you would have a box filter, you're going to have stacks, you're going to have the seal sits, you're going to have all these different pieces that, you know, it requires you to put them together. And just based on the knowledge out there that there's going to be human error, there's going to be leak points in all these different systems. And that was kind of the basis for why we came up with our system, is that it's a plug-and-play design. So what you're going to do is you're going to take these stacks and you're going to plug them into the filter, and you're going to stick things down into the injectors, into the clamps, and you tighten it down, and it's one and done. There is no assembly, there's no gluing, there's no rivets, there's nothing like that. It's a completely sealed unit design. There's absolutely nowhere for the dirt to pass through other than through the actual filter itself, which is the inherent problem with all the other designs out there, is that it's not a sealed unit design. So a lot of the dust that people would see on their butterflies was coming through leak points in the filter. So, but we want to make sure that people put them together correctly and they know exactly how they go together, exactly how to oil them, exactly how to clean them, and try to make it as easy on everybody as possible. So we put all that information up on our website and made some YouTube videos and try to make that information easily accessible for everybody.
If listeners would like to find out more about Walker Performance Filtration Systems, how can they do that, Matt?
You can go to our website, which is walkerpf.com. You can check us out on Instagram, Walker Performance Filtration, Twitter, Walker Performance. We're on Facebook as well. You can also give us a call. We're here anytime to help anybody. That's one of the best things, is you can call and actually get the company owner on the phone, or one of our lead engineers on the phone, or our head salesman on the phone, and actually talk to these guys any time of the day. So you can give us a call. It's 818-252-7788 is the number to our business here, and we'd be more than happy to answer any questions that anybody has.
Matt, it's always great to talk to you, and thanks for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Absolutely, Clint.
Duradoc strength and durability withstand the water and elements 24 hours a day. Duradoc's all-aluminum welded construction, stainless steel fasteners, and non-slip surface that stays cool even in the hottest weather. It might just outlast your water skiing days. Whatever you need, roll-ins, floaters, or sectionals, Duradoc has got you covered. And best of all, no tools are needed for installation, which leaves you more time to enjoy the lake. Contact Tony today at 641-529-0698 for standard or custom sizes. The last dock you will ever need to purchase. Duradoc.
Duradoc. Rhino Ag believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know the best about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then every Rhino product is factory filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
The big boys with the big toys. Dell Enterprises.
We got the right stuff to get the job done.
We can get it done fast, we can get it done right.
We're not messing around with those sissy toys.
Fire them up, let the horses run. The big boys with the big toys.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winner, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
This is Brad Schnipp, driver of the Moon Eyes Outlaw Hobby Car at Arlington Race. Say, you're listening to The Dirt Show.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf & Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Jake Hagopian, USAC Super 600 Micro Sprint Champion. And Jake, you have a lot of knowledge in using Walker Performance Filtration Systems and have had a lot of success with them. Traveling all over the country and racing everywhere you do, maintaining your engines and keeping things clean is very important if you're not going to get a DNF.
Yeah, very much so. We rely on Walker's filters to keep our engines running clean. These microsprint engines, they twist a lot of RPMs, and we're pretty hard on them every night. So knowing that we can rely on the Walker filters to keep the dirt out is very important.
As you mentioned, you're currently in Seattle on the road heading for a race right now. When you're traveling like that, a lot of times you're not in your normal shop working on the car. You may be out in a hotel parking lot unloading the car on a nice day and working on it. So keeping these filters and these sealed systems on your engines, people know how expensive a racing engine is nowadays.
Yeah, most definitely. We packed a few Walker filters on our way up here before we left just to make sure that we were going to be prepared for any track condition we came across. Like I said, the cleaning kits they provide far superior to anything that we've been able to use in the past to make sure we're making our filters like new every week and letting the motors breathe fresh air.
And Jake, we had Matt on the show earlier today, and something that he brought up is going out to all of these races. A lot of the guys don't have a spare engine if they're not a high buck team. If they lose a motor, they're probably done for the season. They can't just pull another one out. And there's a reason why more people are going to these products. And also, karting seems to be growing in the United States. One of the things that people are really jumping on board because it's low cost and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. There's different levels of microsprint racing to where there's guys that are basically doing it for a living. There's people that are in the industry building cars, selling parts that pride themselves into performing well at these big events. And then you have your local racer that takes his racing very seriously, but all different mix of budgets and styles of racing. And like you said, racing's not cheap by any means, so it's important to be able to use products like Walker filters and ensure the longevity of your equipment.
And one thing we also talked about last winter when I had you on the phone was you can actually call Walker Performance Filtration and give them some feedback on what you found in the field or what success you're having, because Ben, who engineers the products, really knows what you're talking about when you start talking about racing.
Most definitely. when we got hooked up with Ben last year to start developing the filters for the micro sprints, it was really easy to work with them and design something that was going to be seamless as far as implementing their style filter into our pre-existing injections and carbureted systems. And they've been really, really helpful and really efficient in getting us a product that is far superior to anything else out there.
Jake, good luck out in Seattle. Hope you have a very successful race out there, and thanks for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
After many years working on and repairing large commercial vehicles, Rod French opened his own welding, repair, and fabrication shop. For the past 15 years, Rod has run his fabricating business at his country home, offering welding and fabrication as well as truck frame extensions. In 2012, the business expanded to include designing, building, and installing power lift hydraulic doors. And in 2015, Power Lift Hydraulic Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated was established at the Dodge Center Industrial Park location. Power Lift Hydraulic Doors by FMI Inc. currently is serving Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Northern Iowa. No door is too big or too small. We've got you covered with all your Power Lift Hydraulic Door needs. Customer loyalty and quality work is what you can expect from French's Repair and Fabrication Incorporated and Power Lift Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated. Give us a call at 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie is the place to go for your next golf cart. And now with two locations, Miners Outdoor can serve you even better. Be sure to check out More Golf and Utility, located just 3 miles east of I-35 in Lakeville. Remember to ask about Club Car's new consumer golf cart, Onward. That's Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie and More Golf and Utility in Lakeville.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there whether it's a small or large project with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Napa Know How.
Buckets are good. Good at storing, carrying, and hauling all kinds of stuff. But the Napa bucket for $3.99 does more good than that, like getting you 20% off three or more items that fit inside and donating a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. So do our soldiers and yourself some good and save 20% with the Napa bucket. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/17.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Thursday night, July 6th, they were racing at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa in the Modifieds. Austin Wolf over Clayton Christensen in the B-Mod feature. Josh Meyer over Colby Fett in the Hobby Stock feature. Shannon Anderson over Cody Nielsen. In the Hornets, Nate Koopman over Oliver Monson. And in the stock cars, Jake Masters over Kevin Opie. Vintage stock cars were also on hand. Shane Williams taking the checkered flag over Drew Papke. KRA Speedway in Wilmer, Minnesota was also racing Thursday, July 6th. In the A-Mods, Justin A-Strike over Dan Ebert. In the B-Mods, Brandon Merworth over Ryan Schlusner. In the Mod 4s, Trevor Rottinger over Tyler Larson. In the Sport Compacts, Justin Skalitsky over Brittany Smith. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Justin Pagones. And in the Super Stocks, Jeff Krause over Alex Wolf. Deer Creek Speedway also hosted the World of Outlaws Sprint Car Rain Delay Show last Thursday night, July 6th. Craig Kinzer taking the victory in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car A-Main over Donnie Schatz. And in the Ironman Stock Car Clash, Derek Green over Mitch Hoofden. Friday night, July 7th, It was the 25th annual Cuba Memorial and World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Cedar Lake Speedway. In the 25th annual Cuba Memorial, Anna Hippie takes the victory over Johnny Parsons III in the traditional non-wing sprint cars, and in the World of Outlaw feature, Carrie Madsen over Brad Sweet. They were also racing at Chateau Raceway in Lansing, Minnesota on Friday night, July 7th. In the A-Mods, Greg Pfeiffer Jr. over Brandon Agan. In the Midwest Modifieds, Ryan Wettstein over Ryan Gergen. In the Hornets, Nate Koopman over Nick Silman. In the Pure Stocks, Jesse Schall over Chris Hotvec. In the Street Stocks, Blake Adams over Zach Elward. In the USRA Modifieds, AJ Zavorak over Scott Demmer. Mississippi Thunder was also hosting the River City Rumble 2 after a rainout on June 30th. The July 7th show in the 600 Modifieds, Kyle Jumbeck over Bruce Schmidt. In the B-Mods, Flying Ryan Olson over Eric Cans. In the Hornets, Howard Harmstrom over Jason Schlagel. In the A-Mods, Keith Foss over Lucas Schott. In the USRA Hobby Stock feature, Steve Dwyer over Steve Holfus. And in the USRA Limited Late Models, Lance Hofer over Tony Barr. Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa is also racing on Friday night, July 7th in the IMCA Modifieds. Shane Swanson over Todd Steinhardt. In the Sport Mods, Ty Griffith over Colby Fett. In the IMCA Stock Cars, Jeff Dolphin over Jake Masters. In the Hobby Stocks, Cody Nielsen over Corey Probst. In the Sport Compacts, it was Oliver Monson over Bubba Brown. And the U.S. Legends were also on hand, Baden Heskett taking the victory over Tim Brockhaus. Friday night, July 7th, was also Kenny Schrader night at the Jackson Motorplex. In the 305 Wing Sprint Cars, it was Jesse Lindbergh over Trevor Serbus. In the 360 Wing Sprint Cars, Lee Gross over Greg Baker. In the A-Mods, it was Brandon Beckendorf over Kelly Shryock. In the B-Mods, it was Matthew Loaf over Dan Poplow. In the Hobby Stocks, it was DJ Clinton over Justin Lunenberg. They were also racing Friday night at Granite City Speedway in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. In the Modifieds, it was Dave Kane over Don Eichens. In the Midwest Modifieds, Scott Engholm over Tyler Keeter. In the Mod 4s, it was Dustin Holquist over Robert Holquist. In the Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mod feature, it was Ryan Hansel over Tayton Hansen. In the Hornets, it was Justin Skalitsky over Corey Merworth. In the Street Stocks, Jim Gullickson over Charlie Sheck. And in the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Dexton Koch. Saturday night, July 8th, the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars returned to Cedar Lake Speedway. In the A-Main, it was Carrie Madsen over Brad Sweet. The UMSS Wing Sprint Cars were also on hand. In the 25-lap feature, it was Derek Lusk over Wade Nygaard. They were also racing at Knoxville Raceway last Saturday night. In the 410 Sprint Car A-Main, it was Ian Madsen over Brooke Tantnell. In the 360 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Jamie Ball over Matt Morrow. And in the 305 15-lap A-Main, Evan Epperson over Matthew Stelzer. Rice Lake Speedway in Rice Lake, Wisconsin was also racing last Saturday night, July 8th. In the Modifieds, Mark Hessler over Dave Baxter. In the Super Stocks, Eric Olson over Nick Trainer. In the Midwest Modified, Shane Halopka over Grant Southworth. In the Street Stocks, Jimmy Randall over Kevin Bogdanovich. And in the Pure Stocks, Dustin Doty over Tucker Quinn. Fairmont Raceway in Fairmont, Minnesota was racing last Saturday night, July 8th. In the Compacts, AJ Moyle over Austin Friedrichsen. In the Hobby Stocks, Trevor Holmes over Justin Lunenberg. In the Modifieds, Eric Daly over Brandon Beckendorf. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Greg Seidels. In the Stock Cars, Jake Masters over Malcolm Teachout. Saturday night, July 8th, Arlington Raceway was racing in Arlington, Minnesota in the IMCA Hobby Stocks. Corey Probst over Matt Olson. In the IMCA Compacts, Alex Drostel over Alan Lahr. In the Sport Mods, Justin Remus over Eric Larson. in the junior Sportman carts, Carter Dragger over Tate Isaacson. In the junior carts, Andrew Allen over Billy Wenzel. In the stock carts, Travis DeFries over Carter Holmquist. In the modifieds, it was Clint Hattelstead over Trent Loverud. In the outlaw hobby feature, Dakota Robinson over Jesse Johnson. In the sprint cars, Trevor Serbus over Bill Johnson. And in the stock cars, Matthew Scherer over Dan McIntoon. The Gopher 50 was at Deer Creek Speedway on Saturday night, July 8th. In the World of Outlaw late model feature, Chris Madden over Jimmy Mars. And in the USRA modified feature, Rodney Sanders over Jason Cummins. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was also racing last Saturday night. In the A-Mods, Tim Johnson over Zach Johnson. In the B-Mods, Corey Stork over Travis Scherer. In the late models, Don Shaw over Zach Johnson. In the Pier Stocks, Carson Miller over Craig Gardner. In the Street Stocks, Tim Johnson over Tyler Klugman. In the Super Stocks, Tim Johnson over John Steppen. Ogilvy Raceway was racing last Saturday night, July 8th. In the A-Mods, Dave Kane over Don Eichens. In the B-Mod A-Main, Skeeter Esty over Jason Vandekamp. In the Mod 4s, Tyler Larson over Mitchell Rebar. In the Sport Compacts, Jake Smith over Lexi Voss. In the Street Stocks, Jim Gullickson over Kevin Schmidt. And in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Dennis Check. They were also racing Sunday night, July 9th at Mason City Motor Speedway. In the USRA Modified A-Main, J.D. Uhringer over Jason Cummins. In the USRA Stock Cars, Jesse Brown over Steve Jackson. In the USRA B-Mods, it was Alex Zweisinger over Jim Chisholm. In the USRA Hobby Stocks, Andrew Borchert over Tony Schmidt. And in the Tuners, Oliver Monson over Mitch Ballack. Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods were racing at Bemidji Speedway Sunday night, July 9th. Tayton Hansen over Tyler Johnson.
Hey America, when you barbecue, cookies is the one. Lots of flavor, lots of goodness, thick and rich, lots of fun.
Summertime's all about easy living at Casey's General Stores. We know how busy it can get, so make it simple and order online through the Casey's app. Don't forget to check out all of the new items available to order online, including our breaded pork sandwich, chicken tenders, potato cheese bites, hamburgers, and more. And right now, get a large made-from-scratch taco pizza for just $13.99. Casey's. Famous for pizza.
Record-breaking yields and low harvest prices. The value of on-farm storage is higher than ever. Start planning for next year now. An on-farm storage system from NASCO Equipment gives you the marketing flexibility to capture the best prices when the timing is right. And that can make a huge difference to your bottom line. Call us, NASCO Equipment, your local Baylin, GSI, and Farm Fans dealer. And make an investment now that will maximize your farm's profitability year after year. Call NASCO Equipment of Fairmont or International Steel Erectors today at 507-235-9506.
Hi, this is Tyler Walker, and you're listening to The Dirt Show.
Midwest Collision has earned a reputation as the area's collision repair professionals, locally owned with over 40 years of combined experience. If you're involved in an accident, Midwest Collision Center in Faribault can handle all your repairs, all on site. All insurance claims welcome, providing you with a free loaner vehicle while yours is fixed. Call Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., 332-2434.
Hi, this is Rick Ecker. You are listening to The Dirt Show.
When it comes to finding new, innovative ways to solve problems, Honda has always risen to the challenge. Take our family of Pioneer 1000 side-by-sides. The biggest news this year is the Pioneer 1000 Limited Edition. What makes it so special? First, the combination of Honda's exclusive automatic dual-clutch transmission combined with our revolutionary i4 wheel drive technology. Like every Pioneer 1000, it sports a best-in-class class 999cc engine. Plus, with the Pioneer 1005, Honda's exclusive quick flip seats can go from a three-seater to a five-seater in seconds. So head to Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin and check out a new Honda Pioneer 1000. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Hey, this is Roger Rager, 2009 inductee into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.